We can all collaborate as the city and the county together to talk about a very important subject in our great city and our great county. I don't think any of us anticipated April 29th coming like it did.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward kicked off the symposium, joined by Escambia County Commission Chairman Lumen May.
What I do believe that we can solve this stormwater problem if we all work together. And it's not just about geologists or scientists or an engineer or an architect, but it's about each and every individual partaking and putting their participation in and knowing that all of us are stakeholders.
Torrential rainfall in late April totaled 27 inches in the Pensacola area in a 24-hour period. The resultant flood caused massive damage to roadways, including four parts of scenic highway that were washed out. Flooding also swamped some businesses downtown.
The systems don't recognize geographic and political boundaries. And so we're working collaboratively with the ecological boundaries that the natural stormwater systems had before we made any changes to them.
In the city of Pensacola's presentation, City Administrator Colleen Castillo said engineering and drainage impact studies now underway are concentrating on the areas that were hit the hardest.
What we consider the bottom of the hill in our community, and that's downtown, the Aragon area, the Long Hollow and Gillimard. And then we also have a study at the Piedmont area, which was the first time that's been flooded in, I think, probably since its development.
What we have to do is we have to have a different mindset about how we're going to fix the problems that we have. And we know where it flows, we know how it flows and stuff, but we've got to have a game changer.
County Administrator Jack Brown delivered Escambia's presentation, which centered around a process he calls sustainable drainage.
The philosophy is that you try to mimic the natural drainage as much as possible. You manage the water as close to the source as you can. Wherever it falls, that's where you want to treat as much of it as you can until it goes somewhere else.
The main speaker for the event was David Wagoner, a New Orleans-based architect and expert on flood control. During his 15-minute address, Wagoner told the gathering that the leadership roles for officials in both Northwest Florida and statewide when it comes to stormwater management are pretty obvious.
If the science continues, if the sea rises, there are going to be issues throughout Florida that overwhelm. And we here get knowledgeable about how to deal with this. Then what's the leadership position you have? It's a full-scale experiment. It includes everybody. If you work together, then you have that position where you can do well and do good.
Wagoner concedes that money will have to be spent toward mitigating any future problems with stormwater runoff. One question is, from where will that money come? Other questions deal with how to address individual projects, such as replacing the century-old pipes in some locations.
It is pressing, right? I mean, the pipes are going to have to be improved. But how much of the money are you going to put in the pipes? You know, where are you going to do the remedies in there? Where is the surgery you need to do in those situations? But are you going to invest all your money in that? I hope not, because the return's less.
The Escambia County Commission is involved with organizing a team of experts, including those from a couple of state agencies, to work on developing upgrades in flood control. Commissioner Gene Valentino is heading up formation of that task force.
Apolitical people with the science and water hydrology, engineers from the city, engineers from the county, FEMA, DOT, DEP, and create a solution. I'm not an expert on what the solution might be. That's why I suggest we just empower a group that is.
Valentino says the work should be aimed at solving stormwater problems, if not for all time, at least for a very long time. And he adds that will be expensive, and that's why the feds need to play a role.
We want FEMA at the table as well. After all, it was FEMA walking down Main Street 10 years ago, almost to the day, recognizing the travesty of Hurricane Ivan and finding a way within weeks to coming up with $250 million to help retrofit a complete water sewer system for this community.
Up until now, stormwater remedies have included additional pumps and pipes and retention ponds such as Admiral Mason Park downtown. And Mayor Ashton Hayward said similar projects are underway.
There's good development and there's bad development. There's good design and there's bad design. I think we want to bring good design and good engineering to Pensacola, and we're doing that. $2.7 million at the airport recently, $2.1 million at Corrine Jones. We're going to do another stormwater project that's going to look like a park, that's going to impact the community, raise values.
Flood expert David Wagoner, on the other hand, favors creations of greener methods, such as canals that imitate creeks that were paved over, and landscaping that slows the flow of excess water until it's naturally absorbed. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.